leaders. So they plucked out his eye, took his land and fortune, left him to die. Bound on the shoreline, left for the time. Caesar's lifeblood leaving, circling lower the vultures fly. These bones may be broken, but the spirit can die, and the gods see his anguish and give him a sign. From the floor of the ocean, the ship of the lost souls rise, and they take him where no one sleeps, while the undead cry. Where no one sleeps, while the undead cry. And in the world above, the elders sing. On his land they live. Let death's bell ring.
He was met at the gate of Hades by the guardian of the lost souls, the keeper of the unavenged. And he did say to him, "Let ye not pass, Abaddon. Return to the world from whence ye came, and seek payment, not only for thine own anguish, but vindicate the souls of the unavenged." And they placed in his hand a sword made for him called Vengeance, forged in brimstone and tempered by the woeful tears of the unavenged. And to carry him on his journey back to the upper world, they brought forth their demon horse called Black Death, a grim steed so fearsome in might and black in color that he could stand as one in the darkness, save for his burning eyes and crimson fire. And on that night, they rode up from hell. The pounding of his hooves did clap like thunder.
Take my payment in full with their lives.